Our guest for the half hour is Kevin Miller. He is CIO of Evaluator Funds. A lot to talk about here. It was a busy news day, as I'm sure you're well aware, Kevin. I'd like to begin with the DOJ opening this broad antitrust review of some of the big tech giants here in the States. What kind of downside risk do you think this represents for the industry overall?
Yeah, that's going to definitely impact the share price of these stocks. And it's going to be interesting to see how they arrive at the antitrust level when, for instance, if you take Google and they're really not charging for the service. I mean, anyone can jump on and use their browser. And it's going to be more on, they're going to have to take the angle of information gathering and use of that information as opposed to commerce with regard to where the government's going to go to try to bust these up. To a certain extent.
You know, we're hearing here that the potential for more face-to-face trade talks, easing on sales ban for Huawei, but we're being told not to expect too much from these face-to-face talks. What's your view on it?
I think at this point in time, both our administration and the Chinese delegation are not overly anxious about getting an agreement put together. I think this administration will probably use this as a political tool with regard to their re-election for next year, and I think the Chinese are probably going to kick it down the can down the road as much as possible, just to see how the election turns out next year and see if potentially they'll be working with someone else to negotiate, come 2020.
So, how much of that view do you think is represented in current stock pricing right now?
Well, right now, I think, I liken this period similar to what it felt like when we had Obamacare coming out, and there was just a lot of uncertainty with regard to how it was going to impact corporate profits and expenses. And I think that's kind of what's going on now. And so I do think that we're seeing a slowdown as a result of the uncertainty surrounding this, mm-hmm. and until it gets, we get this process and get our minds around it, I think you're going to see CapEx spending slow down. You're going to see, inventories are starting to build up a little bit.
I want to get your take now on corporate earnings. We had some positive results from the likes of United Technologies and Texas Instruments, but we're still in the thick of it, waiting on Boeing and Facebook. What are your expectations?
Yeah, when things start becoming uncertain, the guidance that a lot of corporations will offer will be somewhat subdued. And then when earnings come to fruition, we end up getting surprised on the upside. And I kind of think that's what we've seen thus far. I think earnings are going to stay strong. I mean, when you look at where inflation is and where, inflation is primarily driven by oil and wages, and we're not seeing a significant wage increase on average across the board. And then also oil, if it stays between $50 to $60 a barrel, we're probably going to see things stay relatively calm with regard to that. And low inflation is not a national crisis, but a recession would be. And we really don't see that coming to fruition in the next four quarters, at least.
But Kevin, for some of the multinational names, when you talk about tariffs, I mean, that's going to put a little bit of margin pressure in place. Shouldn't we be equally focused on what's happening on the revenue side of the equation? I mean, the top line versus bottom line, and really kind of take a closer look at some of the margins?
Yeah, what we typically do is we watch free cash flow. How much free cash flow are organizations, corporations, are they generating? We look at what they're coming in on as far as their top line, like you had identified already. But then we also want to see what are they doing, how are they managing their expenses, and track their dividend yield to see ultimately what type of free cash flow they're generating. Because from my perspective, what a company can generate for free cash flow, that gives them the opportunity to expand, grow, and reinvest. But yeah, you're correct. The bottom line on these corporations is going to be tested going forward while we work through the, I want to say, excess inventory, but our inventories are piling up as a result of corporations trying to get ahead of the tariffs coming into being. So I anticipate we're going to have a relatively slow GDP, 1 to 2%, but in the next quarter. But then for the year, we'll average it out to be about 2, 2.5%.
We were speaking earlier about the trade talks likely dragging out. Do you see these tariffs as they continue and if they stay in place, driving inflationary pressure?
Yeah, you know, three things are going to happen from this tariff situation. Two of them are going to hurt the exporting company, and one will hurt our country, and one will hurt the importing company or country. And, you know, and so one, if the exporter eats the full tariff, then it's going to lower their profits. Obviously, if the tariffs are passed on back to us, in this case, as American consumers, then it's going to impact us, and that would be inflationary. Or the third thing would be that we just decide to go someplace else. You know, the we no longer do business in that country. We no longer buy product from that corporation, and we go to another alternative. In that case, the exporter would be damaged. So I don't think the amount of GDP that our imports are making up, and then you tie the additional tariffs on top of that, would be enough to really impact inflation when you see inflation primarily being driven by, you know, employment and oil.
So
I just don't see that working.
We've talked about some of the macro themes. Kevin, I'm curious as to where you're putting new capital to work, or are you at all? I mean, maybe it's a time to accumulate a little bit of cash, stay on the sidelines until you get a stronger signal. What's your strategy at this point?
Well, yeah, right now with our six investments, we manage six mutual funds, and each one has a different allocation between equities and fixed income. But I see fixed income more as an insurance policy than a total return play, because we do expect interest rates to go down, and that will make your intermediate and your longer term higher quality bond funds probably do a little bit better. As far as equities, we're looking more at the healthcare, and we don't feel that it's time to get defensive yet with Staples.